Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where you can come and kick back and relax as I play a variety of independent underground artists for you tonight. Also, you know, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you got something you want to promote or you just got a thought that you'd like to share, you know, call in. I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, you know how I do it. I'm just going to get into playing a variety of music for you. So sit back, relax, and take in their flavor. I'm going to start out tonight's show with a piece by Matt Cusin, and this is called Take Me Along. With his piece, Take Me Along. Now I'm going to flip it up pretty early and play a piece by an artist or a group that I met back in November when we were putting on Dope Emporium here in Seattle, Washington, a large hip-hop festival. And this is Saturday Morning Cartoon with something brand new featuring one of my favorite female MCs, Julie C.
Are you ready? We got something brand new. Are you ready? This is something brand new. Tunes, Johnny Storm, Nitro Fresh, featuring our girl Julie C from the Alpha P. We want you to sit back, relax, take this in, let your mind take you away. Welcome to the wild frontier, standing inside when you're really out of here. For the love and they hate the view from the glare, like Sonny and Cher, I got you but they don't care. They wanna see us in divorce court like Judge Maybelline. We've been in love since a teen, this is no love song. How I did you wrong, ain't chasing no girl like King Kong. This is the love for the art that stole my heart, the fire from the spark, the light to the dark. Strangers in the night who wanna talk, and it ain't a good look, but they know I rock. They wanna check my style without reading a profile. When you shake their hands, they give you crooked smiles. Scratch a lie, you'll find a thief, like a base jumper ready to leap into the unknown. As soon as they step off, they ready to go home. So go home.
The universe is first, cause I never underestimate the worth of the hurt. Flee from nothing, I repercussion, repercussion. To these upper crops, cream of the homegrown free town hustling. Soil humming, I'm sowing the better seeds in a piece of stomach. World crumbling, dip on the mothership, or the pieces plummet. But these fools say they'd rather just sip the Kool-Aid to their blue face cool. Stay consuming that same old lethal brew. Hey, they really don't matter much now, do they? They truly ask me, fool, these lickety preludes till doomsday. Johnny Storm, Julie C, do not be booing. Nitro Fresh beats booming. Watch the movement. Saturday morning cartoon plus the alpha platooning. Fusion, we don't give up what you're doing.
This is something you ain't never heard. This is something brand new. This is brand new.
This up like Maybelline, there's no limits to go like a fiend. In between thick and thin, your fat homie and your skinny friend, looking for a miracle while standing in a circle, moving 3-6, so you gotta know the ratio. Why they stay looking for Laverne and Shirley, they forgot about Betty and Merle. I'm hard boiled like a Chinese pistol, sharper than the butcher. This ain't Wally or the Beaver. Like Eddie Haskell, macking on Mrs. Cleaver, when hunting cougars, feeling like a spring chicken, crowing like a rooster, with more snatch than bread. Leave them in the pits like they said. They gather around to hear a story from a brother like Grimm. Billy and Mandy ain't following him unless they're Twittered in. You see what they're Twittering, cause they really ain't saying nothing. Stop fronting.
This is something you ain't never heard. This is something brand new.
We brand new. Johnny Storm, Nitro Fresh, Julie C.
Right, that was Saturday Morning Cartoon with their piece, Something Brand New, featuring my girl Julie C. I'm going to keep it up here in the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by one of my favorite spoken word artists. I had the pleasure to have him perform on my stage when I actually had my physical building, Flavor Coffee House. And this is Renaissance the Poet with his piece, September Rain.
Rain and pour, dump, fall, wind. Here we call, something crashes like it crawls. Here I'm drowning all the water. come quick, come quicker than the switch of kick. Just leave me be so that I can deal with it. It's not like I can't take the full barrage. Sometimes I just need a breath before I face them all. Times are getting harsher than the way they used to be. It could be that I'm older, that's easy to believe. So much more was going on, now it's hard to see. That all of this isn't just a force for the trees. Rapping into paying bills, dreams cost a fortune. Thought this was the easy way and had the facts stored. Fed upon the things you read from the moment go. And I've learned just enough to catch a glimpse of what I don't. So all of these toys are just what I have wanted. They're everything I put together back when I was young. I didn't see the lack of funds or conflicting themes. And I didn't see the soul the world has a moment dream. Rain and pour, dump, fall, wind, blow, hear, recall. Thunder, crash, lightning, roll. Here I'm drowning all the water. You might just crash your car and lose your job before you turn around. And Rockefeller took out them high and never touch the ground again. You make it through the way in the dark of night. No one's ever trying to forget every single lesson you were ever taught. You make it through the only love that you have ever had. But when life pours like cats and dogs, there's no time to get sad. Wishing you'd done anything different but not. Screaming out to God, when does it ever stop? They said when it rains, it pours, I heard the phrase a lot. Back when I was growing up, I thought of water drops. Yeah, now I see the force of which our life has come. And it's got me pounding on my chest like a pack of drums. And here I am, I'm at my barracks, know I'm just a man. But stripped of all my pride for words to see just who I am. Alone and naked being doused with all of this terrain. But now I know that it's a blessing, wash away the pain. Cause it's raining, pouring, dumping, falling. Winds are blowing, here we're calling. Thunder, crash, lightning, roll. Here I'm drowning all the water. Rain and pour, dump, fall, wind blow, here we call. Thunder, crash, lightning, roll. Here I'm drowning all the water.
All right, that was Renaissance, the poet, with his piece, September Rain. Now I'm going to take you down to Florida and play one of my girls' pieces. This is one of her signature pieces, and this is Monica Monet with Gravity.
Gravity keeps falling. swim the deepest sea. But if you don't want to be loved, how can I love you?
All right, that was Miss Monica Monet with her piece, Gravity. Now I want to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine, and I'm so very, very proud to be on his team and to play a role in what is going on in his world. And this is John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Because of You. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Because of You. John is out of the Detroit, Michigan area. He is a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, and actor. And the last few months he has been very, very busy filming. Let's see, I believe it's two films he's been working on and a television show. And just been so busy, and he's been approached by several people to work on some compilation projects and also some music for an audio story. So I'm really, really excited about the things that are going on for John D. Green Sr. right now. He's somebody to stay tuned. If you would like to find out more about him, you can go to johndgreensenior.com, or you can also find him on flavanews.com and find out more information. Now I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine that comes to us from Kansas, and this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece, Afterglow.
Thank you.
were just listening to the sounds of Stephen Ferguson coming to us from Kansas City, Kansas, with his piece called Afterglow. Stephen Ferguson has a newly released CD that came out about a week and a half ago, and it's called We Are One. So I would really, really encourage you to go check it out. Probably the best place to find out more information about Stephen is on Reverb Nation under Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And Stephen is spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N. And I believe on the store on Reverb Nation, you can also purchase his new CD, We Are One. I'm going to take you over to the UK and play a piece by an artist named Cashy Keegan, and this is Serenity. Cashy Keegan with his piece Serenity, and you can find out more about Cashy Keegan on a site called The All Media Artists, and that is an amazing site. I am connected with them, and every Wednesday I do a show that is solely to support and promote the artists from The All Media Artists website, and Cashy Keegan is just one of those artists that you can find over there. Tonight I guess I've also played Matt Cusin, Monica Monet, John D. Green Sr., Stephen Ferguson, and they are all over on the All Media Artists website also. Now I'm going to take you over to Virginia and play a piece by a spoken word artist that I have just come to know. And this piece is called The Storm, and this is Terrell K.
They say there's always a quiet before the storm, but judging by these dark clouds, this one's not of the norm. I can see the lightning bolts flash from far away. A part of me wants to inquire, God, are you okay? But instead of a reply, I hear a deep rumbling. I see the clouds twisting and tumbling. They're getting closer, so I seek shelter from the rain. The clouds are twisting and turning as though they're in pain. What's going on? Will this storm die out? It seems as though the clouds are a hurt soul ready to cry out. Deep, dark, and shifting as though an impending doom. One flash in the sky followed by a boom. But instead of a clash, I hear a voice speak clearly, saying, "You all have forsaken all I truly hold dearly." Many of you say that God doesn't care, but this is a sample of the words that I hear from down there. We're okay with homosexual marriages, 8-year-old girls pushing baby carriages. Have sex, that's the habit, and unprotected. Let TV raise our children and leave them neglected. Let pedophiles lay hands on our children. Let's keep doing songs and suspecting our women. Let's support abortion in the skies of pro-choice. Let's hunt the church and take away its voice. Let's all chase after the ice and bling. Ignore signs of God, but there's no such thing. Matter of fact, let's play God and begin to clone life. Let's tell a husband it's only natural to cheat on his wife. And vice versa, we'll all become whores. Keep TV and reality show lies worse than yours. Let's keep competing, turning friends to foes. Embarrass the father's children time and time on talk shows. We'll take pervertedness and cram it down your throat. It's okay to have sex acts, mistakes, birds, and goats. We'll make right wrong and make wrong right. Tell tales of death and smile while the news every night. Pass corners out to kids and say that they're accurate. Sex is too good to remain abstinent. We can kill your baby and cure almost all STDs. Keep people living in fear with tales of WMDs. Change the color for the terror alert. These things I hear and more truly make my heart hurt. So you can see the rain, those are my tears flowing. For man has become so full of yourselves and all knowing. You see the lightning clash, that's my anger manifested. For your quest to know it all, my road is being tested. So as the thunder gets louder, just watch and pray. But that the storm ceased and the clouds rolled away. I watch the clouds of lightning flash as each roll. Dropped on my knees and prayed for every last soul. Dear Father, all belongs to you. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do.
That powerful piece comes to us from Terrell K, and it is called The Storm. Now I want to play a piece by just a sweet, sweet, sweet man that comes to us from California. Just an amazing spirit along with a beautiful voice. And this is Robert G, and I want to play I Really Miss Your Love.
I remember getting up and sitting on the side of my bed, just staring, glaring at the place where you laid your head. I'm looking at the clock as lonely hours pass me by, but you're not here and I don't even know the reason why. All I know is I
really miss your love,
your love. Oh, I what if you're not alone? Oh, oh, oh.
Couldn't handle that.
And I can't go out like that. But I
miss your love.
I really miss you all the time.
I really miss your love.
Every time I think about it, I just back, the hands of time. I go to the place where you were mine. 'Cause no matter how hard I try, I can't get you out of my mind. I wish that we could give it one more try.
Just listening to Robert G. coming to us from California with his piece, I Really Miss Your Love. Now I'm going to take you out to the East Coast and play a piece by J. Soul. I had the pleasure of being on a panel with J. Soul and Terry Bellows from the International Soul Summit, and that was an amazing experience to be on this panel with these two gentlemen. So much knowledge when it comes to the music industry and experiences and what it takes to be successful. But this is J. Soul with his piece, Potential, featuring Eric Roberson.
Feeling apprehensive
about it.
This loving can be so expensive,
but
you've got to hang it from the start, girl.
Yeah.
'Cause only time can mend a broken heart,
baby.
No need to worry,
baby.
I'll take my time.
Honey, yeah.
Show me your heart,
ooh,
and I'll show you mine. Just what you like,
and
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
'Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl, girl,
yeah.
You should know. Potential, baby.
Oh, yeah.
At you,
ooh,
I see a queen,
a queen.
I see a thing,
a thing
that needs to be beside me through everything I do. And you, oh, you
define
what comes to mind.
Girl,
I think of what I've been dreaming all the time.
Yeah,
no need to worry,
yeah,
I'll take my time.
Honey,
you show me your heart,
ooh, girl,
I'll show you mine. Just what you like,
and
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
'Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl,
ooh, girl,
you should know,
you know,
you got potential.
just trying to kick it and chill. Peep how this has a different feel. No pretend that this isn't real. Can't believe if you want it like you're missing the wheel. This is so ill, man, it oozes potential. Most complicated things, you keep it simple. Some best times, but you can be gentle. And truth is, man, I like that there. So it's fighting, it's a tad bit scary. Cause you the type of woman that a brother could marry. Sweet but spicy like mango curry. We'll take our time, girl, ain't no hurry. Let's ride this out, let it do what it do. This is here for two, we can chill forever. So what else is saying we stay together?
All right, that was J Soul with his piece called Potential featuring Eric Robeson. Now, I want to thank everybody who's tuned in to Flavor Coffee House online radio style live tonight, and to those that definitely come back and check us out in the archives. This is one of my favorite shows. I think I say that about all the shows that I do, huh? But this is kind of like my baby. This kind of just takes me back to the foundation, to the beginnings of Lady Flava and Flava Coffee House, when I hosted my own open mics and supported the artists right here in Seattle, Washington, to supporting and selling art from artists from around the world. Was a book reviewer for APU, and then went to being a book reviewer just for myself, Flava Coffee House. And, you know, that's kind of how I got my start. So Flava Coffee House online radio style just helps me keep my baby going, and allows me to play a variety of tracks from a variety of artists that, you know, come my way. It's not just one sound, and it's not just from here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's not just from across the United States. We are global, and that's the exciting thing about Flava News Radio. I never anticipated, you know, 2-3 years ago that this is where I would be and that I would be connected to some absolutely amazing artists. Caller, I do see you on the line. I am going to bring you in, but let me play a piece by another artist that I'm working very closely with on his U.S. team, and this is Chameleon coming to us from Switzerland, and this is Restore Dignity.
And loose. I'd rather put my sandals on than boots. You better scram, you ought to scoot, or it pulls this thing up by its roots. You say you don't care or give a hoot, so you find yourself wearing 2 new lawsuits. You know you're naked and destitute when you treat all women like a prostitute.
Well, isn't it remarkable how people think they've got you down? Don't
complain. Crazy how the world is so insane. How are you supposed to maintain when everyone thinks that you change lanes? You fight so hard to stay alive, doing everything you can just to survive. You know the naked and destitute when you treat all women like a prostitute.
All right, that was Chameleon coming to us from Switzerland with his piece, Restored Dignity. Chameleon's CD will be coming out just in a matter of months, and I'm so very excited. I'm hoping to arrange to have him to come back on my show. I know time-wise I have to do it like early in the morning, my time in Seattle, but you know what? He is definitely well worth it. So I want to welcome John D. Green Sr. to the show. How are you, my friend?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very good. So are you all moved?
Yeah, I'm all set. We're all moved. I'm just about to step into the studio in a few minutes. And the official breaking in. So
yeah?
I wanted to call in first. I was enjoying the show. A little working music so I can start setting up. I'm not much of a
exciting.
Techie, so.
I know that you're excited about getting back in the studio and working on your music.
I am. I'm very excited. I had a lot of work ahead of me, and I plan to do it in the next 12 hours. So,
really?
I plan to have it all set up by sunrise. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
It's going to be interesting.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the show.
Are you? I got some great music, don't I, John?
Yes, you do.
So
yes,
were your ears burning? So were your ears burning when I played you?
No, you know what? Actually, the track before Chameleon, and of course Chameleon, because he's the truth. But the track before Chameleon, I enjoyed that. That's the first time I'd heard that.
Oh, that's the first time you heard J Soul? Yeah, I was on a panel with him and Terry Bellows from the International Soul Summit talking about independent artists, and he's got some new music that's coming out, which I've been trying to encourage him, you know, to allow me to share on Flavor News Radio. So cross your fingers, and hopefully he will. He says he's going to send them to me, so we'll see. I hope to be able to share them, but yeah, I just love the diversity, you know, of the artists, their sounds, and just their stories, you know. So I feel very, very blessed to be able to share, you know, this on Flavor News Radio. And, you know, this is kind of my baby show. It's where I can just kind of be me and share and talk about whatever I want and do it how I want to do it. So I appreciate you calling in tonight because I know you've been so very, very busy with your moving and your acting. I was telling the listeners about how you've been so busy, you know, filming lately. So now is that all done right now, the filming part, or are you still?
The filming part?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all done till April. Then I go back for the big feature film. We'll start filming the feature film in April. So
okay.
Yeah, that's all done. Now it's back to the music. So it's
okay.
You know, music, movies.
I know you got a lot on your plate.
You know, but it's all good food, though. You know what I mean? It's that good stuff. You heat the plate up and just, you know, go back for seconds and thirds when it's real good food. So, yeah, my plate is full, but it's full of the good stuff.
I need Jace here on the line with us because he would love to hear you say that.
Oh, yeah. Jace, you know what? Speaking of Jace, you know, Jace, he'll be hearing me say that when I get to Seattle because I'm coming to eat. I might be coming to play. We're going to do some work, but I plan to do some serious eating and coffee drinking. So have all the good spots mapped out for me. I plan to hit every one of them.
You know, Jace loves him some drip coffee. He gets a short drip wherever he goes. It's like drip coffee. I'm like, that is just like so nasty. You know, and here it is. I owned a coffee shop. I'm a very, very good barista. It's too bad I don't still have my espresso machine or my coffee shop because I'd just make some great coffee for you. But, hey, what can I say? We've got a friend who's got that works at a coffee shop just within walking distance of where I live, so we definitely will get you to some of the coffee spots here in Seattle. And TC, oh my goodness, TC, he loves coffee shops. He knows all of the coffee shops, you know, the neighborhood kinds. I mean, you know, we're known for Starbucks.
Right.
I'm not really big on supporting Starbucks, you know.
I know.
And it's not because, you know, of anything that they've done. It's just, you know, I'm into supporting the small business owners. So if I can find a little hole in the wall, that's where you're going to find me. But I can't wait. You need to come out here to Seattle. There's a whole bunch of good stuff going on.
That's my plan. But, you know, I have a pretty impressive coffee pot myself. I mean, you know, ground beans. And, yeah, my coffee pot is pretty high-tech.
Uh-oh.
I mean, there are things that it can do that I'm not even aware of how to make it do them, but they can do it. Yeah, I'm a Brazilian bold man myself. Uh-huh. That is my coffee of choice, so that's my flavor of choice. But my pile is quite impressive.
Okay, I hear you. I have one of the most wonderful surprises, John, today, and I wish that I could play it on the show, but I'm not going to until I actually have permission to.
Really?
But I got a piece sent to me today, and I will say this much, which maybe I shouldn't even say this much, but it was done between DeLon and Kevin from Speak Easy Unplug.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing about this piece.
I was like, wow. First of all, I didn't even know that they had connected like that after the Artist Roundtable the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, to just, you know, realize that an artist from Seattle, Washington, and an artist in Houston, Texas, came together just this past Monday on the Artist Roundtable here on Flavor News Radio and have already collaborated working on a piece. It was amazing. I cried. I'll be honest. I got emotional. I cried when I heard it. I was like,
They're two amazingly talented individuals. They're both
very, very talented
in their own rights. And to put them together, that is amazing. I sent a message and said, hey, I want to get a piece of that too. And I got an instant response.
Okay.
So there are a lot of amazing things with amazing artists out of different places, and particularly in this conversation out of Seattle, that are making some great strides towards collaborations with other artists from everywhere. I said this before and I'll say it again. This is going to be an exciting year in music.
I think so, too. And just like, you know, Kevin was talking about on the Artist Roundtable, the beauty of technology is that an artist such as yourself in the Detroit area can collaborate without even getting on an airplane, you know, with the artist in another part of the United States or even another part of the world. And that's something that's absolutely amazing to me. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call in and show you some love, and this is my show right here. So
I appreciate it. So I can't wait to hear some new music coming from you, and I know you've got some very exciting projects that you're working on when it comes to the music. So
So I
did play because of you earlier in the show and talked about you and the projects that you've got going on, and you know, let people know that they can find out more about you, you know, at your website. Besides the fact of being able to find out about you at FlavorNews.com also. So
FlavorNews.com is an awesome source of information and a wealth of knowledge about John D. Green Sr.
I tried to squeeze every little bit of whatever I could on that page, huh, John?
And you did an amazing job. I used that as a display the other day for an executive producer for an HBO series.
Really?
I used that to show him. Yeah, I was like, you know, this thing is bigger than me. You know, that's like the line from the Nino Brown line. This thing is bigger than me.
Exactly. Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. If I need to change something, you know, please let me know what I need to tweak. But
it'll just be more to add, you know.
Right, I know it. I know your
resume
is growing. It's just growing and growing and growing. I'm just like, I can't even keep up with you.
Yeah, you get it all firsthand anyway, so it's all good.
Well, I have to tell you and Donna that I'm so very proud to be on Team Green. It is something I'm just honored and I'm proud of, and you know, I just, you know, I think I tell you this and other, you know, other people that, you know, I'm like this proud mama, you know. It's just like I want to shout it out to the world and let everybody know about, you know, you and Black Stax and, you know, Chameleon and Delton, you know, and the amazing things that are taking place in all of your individual worlds. It's not like I'm a manager or anything like that, you know, but I just am very proud to be on your team, you know, so... I know you want to get back in your studio
The honor is all ours, Flavor. I mean, you're something special, you know. Without getting mushy, I'll just say you're something special.
Yeah, don't make
special.
Me cry. Don't make me cry. So, it'd be a good cry.
Those of them that don't know you, they should make it their business to know you, because you're doing things, Mama. You're doing things. All right,
listen.
You have a great show, and thank you for having me on.
All right. Give Lil John and Donna a big hug for me.
I will do.
All right, darling. Thank you so much, John.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was John D. Green Sr. calling in from Detroit, Michigan, doing some very, very big things. He's a mover and a shaker. Again, it is such a pleasure for me to be on that gentleman's team and working towards helping him make things happen. I'm going to take you back over to Switzerland and play an amazing jazz artist. His name is Fabio Mignola, and this is Slow Dancing. Fabio Mignola playing with his piece Slow Dancing, and he comes to us from Switzerland. Now I'm going to play a piece by a group that I work very, very closely with. If you know anything about me, you know, generally there is something I'm always going to post about Black Stax. They are an amazing hip-hop soul group from right here in the Pacific Northwest. They are part of the historians of the music scene out here in the Pacific Northwest. Jason Black, are established as Silent Lamb Project, and then Miss Felicia Loud, and together they are known as Black Stax. If you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you will be seeing me post almost every day a video that if you don't blink, you see me in the very beginning of it, but it is Felicia Loud's debut video, which is called I Love My Life. I'm not going to play that particular track tonight, but I want to play a piece that is off of their Talking Building CD, which you can find on iTunes, and this is Easier by Black Stax, featuring Felicia Loud.
Tired.
Easier. I drink too much, but I
All right, that was Easier by Black Stax, with their featuring Miss Felicia Loud. Now I'm going to play another artist. This one's very, very new to me. Actually just sent me some tracks tonight, so I can't give you the rundown of the story of these artists, but this is Moshe and Matchroom with their piece Living in the Moment.
A moment of time, taking my steps back. Visions of the future dwelling on my past acts. Time a ticking and ticking too fast. Relapsing on my visuals from way back. Premonition, intuition nocturnal. Time is the essence of man's inferno. Whether it be a hell, a still, or a ghetto. Mind frame, same thing, you know. We be the second hand on who's watch. Clock be a ticking, not a moment to stop. Mind over matter and the matter or not. Time stands still if you watch it a lot. Don't worry life cause it wants to stop. You process the whys and the why not. Living in the moment cause it's all I got. 24-7, tick tock, tick tock. Living in the moment, taking two steps back. Mind over matter as a matter of fact. Living in the moment. Living in the moment, taking two steps back. Mind over matter was a matter of fact. Living in the moment.
Living in the now. But I'm planning for my future, the best way that I know how. And that's getting down loud while I'm out for the crowd. Keep my head up in the clouds, love my life as an MC. But it comes with the parties. Drinking till the bottle is empty and I'm living life nightly. Sleeping hardly, kicking it with homies cold, tearing up the scene. And everybody knows I love the green. As good as it all seems, these things tend to detract from the path of my dream. Though I mean no harm and it's all good and fun. Reality check is gonna catch up in the long run. So when the party is all said and done, and it's time to go home, and I don't have one to call my own, a heavy load that I hold over my dome. But I value every tick on the clock, make sure it's
living home. In the moment, taking two steps back. Mind over matter as a matter of fact. Living in the moment. Living in the moment, taking two steps back. Mind over matter as a matter of fact. Living in the moment.
Hourglass flips, now it's time to learn.
While the sun and the moon are taking their turns.
Go and plant some seeds in the minds that yearn.
Sprout knowledge like trees, which will never adjourn.
Don't envy rhymes that time can burn.
True wisdom is everlasting, leave the rest in an urn.
Be yourself should be your only concern.
And word is bond, so make sure that it's firm.
Dreams, they only come true if you attain the power of you.
There's no limits to what inspiring minds can do, but it all falls upon how you follow through.
Point of view, hindsight, introspect.
So be wary of the company you collect.
Living in the moment, keep your time in check.
Cause time is of the essence and there is no reset.
Living in the moment, taking two steps back. Mind over matter as a matter of fact. Living in the moment. Living in the moment, taking two steps back. Mind over matter was a matter of fact. Living in the moment.
Moshe at Matchroom. Interesting, interesting names. I'm not even know if I'm sure if I'm even saying it correct, but I'm going to say it. Moshe and Matchroom with their piece, Living in the Moment, and they are also coming to us from the Pacific Northwest. Now I'm going to stay right here in my hometown and play another piece by a jazz artist, and this is Butch Harrison with his piece, Dreamin'.
Dreaming of your love, baby.
That was Butch Harrison with his rendition of Dreamin'. Now I want to take you out to South Carolina and play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. I knew him for years, probably back in the days of when MySpace was very, very popular, and we connected that way. I had the pleasure of being able to see him perform live here in Seattle last year, and he is getting ready to head down to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And this is The Dubber with, let's see, Late Night Rive.
Well, I see a bright shining future for the ghetto youth of America. You see, all we gotta know is that the whole world is waiting on us. Yeah.
When I view the world today, I just raise my head and pray. Thank you.
That was the Dubber from South Carolina with his piece, Late Night Ride. Now I want to take you back up to the Detroit, Michigan area and play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine, so very supportive of who I am and what I do. He is an amazing spoken word artist. He is a musician, composer, and producer. And this is Bomani with his piece called G-String. G-String by Bomani coming to us from the Detroit, Michigan area. Now I want to take you down to the California area and play a piece by Shoshona Bean, and this is Hungover.
One kiss from you is too many. A thousand is never enough. I keep thinking I've got this under control, but I'm powerless to your touch. The high's not worth the way it feels to fall.
falls, not worse. The way it feels to fly. I'm hungover. From loving you. I got my daddy's blood running through me. I never learned when to say when. I take 12 steps away one day at a time, but I end up back at one again. The high's not a word. The way falls not worth the way it feels to fly.
That was Shoshana Bean with her piece, Hung Over. Kind of had a Patti LaBelle moment there. Felt like I should have been kicking up my heels and kicking off my shoes. So how are you this evening, Stephen Ferguson?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just hanging out here. I see you was hanging out with me for a while here on the phone.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Kind of had my hands full for a minute. I'm fighting with a printer right now, but, you know. It's either going to beat me or I'm going to beat it.
I'm scared of you.
So how you been?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
You know, pretty good for an old guy.
Oh, yeah? Are you an old guy?
Yeah.
So that means I got a claim to be old, too, huh? I guess I really can't hide with this silver hair I have. I can't really hide that, huh?
Hey, I hear you. But you know what? Mine... mine didn't turn this way until my daughters were born. I mean, especially my last one. I mean, the minute she was born, things turned gray, you know?
Oh, that's funny. I hope she's not listening to the show.
Oh, I'll tell her that myself.
So what do you think of the music I've been playing, Stephen?
Ooh, I love that song you just played.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
She was taking us to church, wasn't she? Make
yes,
you want to just
was.
Jump and
she
take
was.
Your shit. Kick your shoes off too, huh? I was just really kind of, I was picturing Patty on the stage, you know, how she, when she gets excited, the shoes come off, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Well, John had called in earlier to the show, so that was cool to have him check in. And I was telling him, which I don't know if you know, and maybe I'm just spilling the beans, but, you know, I'm just kind of having a proud moment, so I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans. But, you know, after the our all-artist roundtable on Monday, I guess DeLon and Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged connected, and they did a piece. They worked on a piece together already.
All right.
I was just like, when I got it, I believe it's a finished project. You know, DeLon didn't give me permission to play it yet, so I'm going to hold off until he actually gives me the final word. But I got so emotional, Stephen, I started actually crying. I was like, wow, this was absolutely beautiful. You know, and just like you, but you know how, like, you know, you were talking about with the technology now and the capabilities that we have to be able to collaborate and work with people in totally different regions than where we are, just like what you've done on your CD. I think it's an absolutely amazing thing, you know, that those possibilities are available.
It really is. I mean, it is. I mean, like I said, I work with about 12 different artists, and we had never even met. We're all in different parts of the country and everything, but, you know, with the technology we have now, it's a whole lot easier to do, a whole lot cheaper, too.
Sure.
Cuts down on the plane fare.
Right, right.
But,
well, it's
Kevin, amazing. Kevin and I hooked up a little bit too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of planning on doing a little thing in the near future ourselves.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So.
See, I think everybody needs to just move to Seattle, Washington.
You know what? I wouldn't mind it at all. I loved it up there. I mean,
I know.
I
see, you should have just. You should have just. You know, when you were here at Fort Lewis, you should have just stayed.
I wish I had, actually, because, you know what, for everybody listening, you know, everybody hears all this stuff about, oh, it always raining up there and this, that, and the other, but let me tell you something. The Pacific Northwest is the best-kept secret in the United States. Okay, if you get a chance to go up there and check it out, boy, it is just gorgeous. It really is.
It is.
I envy
you. Know,
you.
I really envy you. This past week has been kind of nasty with rain, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think we get half the amount of rain that we used to get and what we're known for. And Stephen's right. I mean, the sky up here is so clear, and on an amazing sunny day, it's just blue and crisp. We are surrounded by mountains. We are surrounded by water. And, you know, there's just so much green, you know, the trees, the grass. You know, everything is so green and so clean up here that, you know, I agree. I've never lived anywhere else, and I don't know what it would be like to live anywhere else. But I agree, Stephen. It's a blessing to be here because just that diversity of the people and the beauty of the surroundings, you know, is just something very, very special. So I do appreciate
it. The countryside is gorgeous. Yeah, that's the only place I've ever been where you can water ski and snow ski in the same day.
Well, yeah, that is true, huh?
Yeah.
Not that I'm out there water skiing or snow skiing, you know.
Oh, I tried it once and I'll never try it again. But for several different reasons, but.
Ooh, that's funny. That's funny. So tell me about your feature this past week. I'm sorry that I missed it, but how did it go?
We had a very nice time. We really did. These folks, I've known these people for a long time, and we kind of cut up a little, you know, and had a good time and talked to some people on the phone and all. And it was only 45 minutes, so we couldn't do a whole lot. But we had a real good time, real nice time.
Okay. So now that you're, you know, getting big on, you know, being featured on the radio and talking about your new CD, We Are One, and all of that, are you finding that, you know, it's just totally different audiences, obviously, that you're reaching when you go on to these different shows? But are the shows getting kind of redundant for you, or are they kind of fresh and new just because it's different people in a different setting?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is fresh and new for me, so I appreciate every single chance I get. And most of the people, you would think that I would start getting some of the same questions and that kind of stuff like that, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm getting different questions, especially from the people that call in.
Okay.
People just want to know a lot of different things, and there's a lot of people out there that want to try to do what I'm doing, and they're looking for any kind of advice or anything they can get, and I'm more than willing to share, seriously, because I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be either.
Okay.
So I'm more than willing to share the pitfalls that I fell into to try to keep somebody else from falling into them.
Sure, sure. That's wonderful. I think that is that's always a wonderful thing when an artist is who has been around, you know, the amount of time, such as yourself, is willing to be able to share with somebody who's up and coming, because there's so much that goes into being an artist, an independent artist, and I'm sure that you learn by trial and error. You know, and there are some things that now with technology out there and being able to research and Google and stuff, I definitely encourage artists to do the research and, you know, educate yourself. But I think it's always good to talk to a veteran who's been around, who has a better understanding than where you're at and can share and is willing, such as yourself, to share the information with them. And so, you know, maybe they can avoid certain things as they embark on their music career. So that's wonderful, Stephen.
Yeah, that's you know, one of the whole reasons behind this viral network stuff that we've got going on now is that, you know, people can share different experiences and different ideas and all that. And, you know, you can learn from other people's mistakes, because I did the same thing. I talked to some people that are a little farther on in it than I am, and they've told me some things that I need to look out for and watch out for, and it's really helped me a lot. So if I could do the same thing for somebody else, then, hey, you know, I'm more than happy to do it. I'm not Quincy Jones yet, but, you know.
No?
He better move over.
That's funny. That's funny. You know Quincy's from Seattle.
I know, yeah.
We went to the same Garfield. We went to the same high school Garfield. You know, of course, he's older than me, though. You know,
oh,
so
okay. Yeah.
It was
before
my days, you know. But
I understand. Crazy
stuff. Yeah, but you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of times people think about Seattle, Washington, and they don't realize like some of the great artists that have come, you know, out of the Pacific Northwest. But Quincy Jones is just one of them. And I hear, you know, artists, you know, talk about him. And, I mean, he lived just down the street, you know, from where I live. You know, we did go to the same high school. You know, he did sing in the choir, you know, with Mr. Poe. And, you know, and look at who he is now, you know, it's just...
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, people don't even think that he's actually, you know, from the Pacific Northwest. So, yeah, just like Kenny G, he went to Franklin High School, you know, which is just a few blocks also, you know, from where I grew up and where I live and stuff, the rival high school from Garfield. So, yeah, we've got some talents that came from here.
Wasn't Jimi Hendrix from Seattle?
Well, yeah, he went to Garfield also. He also lived just a few blocks from where I live, you know, where he grew up and stuff. And he's got several family members that are still here in Seattle, Washington. And they have the museum, the Jimi Hendrix Museum and the EMP, you know, here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I got a chance to visit that when I was up there. And
yeah.
I'm a big fan of Jimmy's, really am. Because I'll just tell you a little story. Jimmy, before he became Jimi Hendrix, he used to play guitar for the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
And he taught one of the younger Isley Brothers how to play guitar, a fellow by the name of Ernie Isley.
Okay.
And Ernie even played the same type of guitar, played that Fender Stratocaster and everything.
Okay.
And I met Ernie back when I was up and coming and just dealing with it and all that. And Ernie said, let me teach you how to play guitar. I said, okay. So I got taught how to play guitar by a guy that was taught by Jimi Hendrix.
How funny.
You know.
What a great story.
I know.
You know what?
I'm so proud of that.
That's fun. That's a great story. You know, but it's interesting because I guess I don't even remember hearing that Jimi Hendrix had played with the Isley Brothers. That's a great story.
I think it was, it wasn't that long, but yeah, I believe it was in the possibly mid to, probably about the mid to late 60s.
Okay.
Probably around 65, 67, somewhere around that time period, I believe. But I'll check on that for you and see. But
I was a baby.
Me too. Yeah.
I was born in 1960, so I really was a baby.
Are you still a baby?
Yeah, okay, you just keep telling me that, and I'll love you and keep playing your music, okay?
Okay, you go. Hey, you got to do something.
Thanks
for playing Afterglow, too. I appreciate that.
Oh, so you did hear me play that, huh?
Yes, I did. I had you on the computer, but I had to get off and get on the phone part because I had to get the computer to do something else. But I'm at work right now. I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm supposed to be doing something. But
that's all right. I'm at work, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's all good.
You know, the beautiful thing about where I work is that they know that I'm Lady Flava, and I'm allowed, you know, to do my radio shows and to do my the things that I do in working with independent artists, you know, right here from my job. In between working with the kids, I work for an agency that works with at-risk homeless youth. And so, you know, I've only actually spent time with one of them today. It's been pretty quiet. I don't know if they are hiding in their apartments or I know a few of them have left the property, but it's been a very, very quiet day. So it was a perfect day for me to be able to do my show. So I get it. I'm here at work too.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. But you know what?
I'm a helpful kind of person.
I'm a helpful kind of person. You know what? I was kind of raised to be a caregiver. I thought about that after my godmother had passed, you know, and thinking about who my father is in the community here and who my godmom was, you know, in the community in Seattle. You know, I was telling my god sister Donna, I said, you know, we can't help to be who we are. You know, we come by it naturally because, you know, of what we witnessed our whole lives and stuff. And you know what, Stephen? I honestly believe it's the journey that God put me on, you know, to be supportive to other people and to try to find ways, you know, to make other people's worlds better, you know, somehow. And so falling in.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, baby.
Does it feel like work?
No.
Then you're on the right path. Then you're doing the right thing.
You know, and I spend a lot of hours doing what I do, Stephen. People don't realize the things that I do behind the scene. And Stephen, I do a lot of things. And I'll be honest, you know, I get frustrated because some of this isn't easy, or not all the artists that I come across are just, you know, easy to deal with or whatever. So it's not necessarily easy what it is that I do. And I get frustrated, but luckily I'm very, very blessed.
You haven't caught me on a bad day yet.
But, you know, I have people that I can vent with and help keep me grounded, which I'm very, very blessed, you know, to have. But, you know, I turn right back around and I shake it off and, you know, I keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm just, you know, in coming in contact with some of the artists that I personally work with too, you know, being involved with the all media artists and different people. I mean, it's so well worth it. It's, I was telling somebody the other day that I think some of it is a challenge for me. And because there is a challenge to it, that's what keeps me interested too. I think if it was something that I totally had figured out and mastered, it might lose my interest. But because there's always something new, you know, to this, it just keeps, it keeps me motivated. It keeps me going. It keeps me working hard to try to figure it out, to make those connections. And the interesting thing is that the people who are starting to pay attention to me, it's really interesting. Like, you know, for instance, today, one of the big-time politicians in Seattle, you know, sent me a message, and I was like, wow, I didn't know you realized I have a radio show. You know, so.
You never know who's listening.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you never know, you know, who might be.
And that's some advice that I would love to give to all the independent artists that are listening. You never know who's watching, and you never know who's listening.
Definitely.
Okay, so conduct yourself accordingly at all times. Okay?
And that's very good advice, Stephen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's very good advice because you're right. I mean, they're paying attention. There is a few weeks back, I had a feature on the All Media Artist, which was Lamont Carey, and he is another artist I work very, very closely with and have been for many years. And I'm working on trying to get him out to Seattle for a particular project out here. And one of the people that is interested in having Lamont come, I've had to actually go in front of them with a presentation and create packets of information about him to give to a committee. And this has been about a year process so far. But do you know that those people not only researched Lamont, they researched me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that was so interesting to me, like, you know, how much they were, like, into, you know, whoever it is, I guess, that's involved in this particular project. You know, they wanted to know who they were. And, you know, a few months ago I had another meeting with them, and they asked me some things because they were honestly watching us on Facebook. I believe it was Facebook, you know, because they didn't tell me what social network, but that's the only one that Lamont and I are pretty much on a regular basis. And so they asked me some questions about, you know, things going on Facebook and stuff like that. And it was just, you need to be very aware that people could be paying attention and how and what is it they're going to actually witness and experience if they are paying attention to you, because you just don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You never know. And it's an amazing thing now, because it is so easy to research people now. And, you know, they probably looked at you because they said that, you know, okay, she's bringing all this stuff to us. I wonder if she could be guilty by association.
Mm.
You know, so
sure.
You know, you got to watch what you're doing. You got to watch who you're bringing into your own personal camp and all. And you have to be very, very careful, because the smallest little thing can be the difference between making it and not making it.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
I'm just thankful I got all the craziness out of my system already, so I'm nice and level-headed and good to go now.
Oh, I'm glad you're that way. I think, you know, I can't say that I'm necessarily level-headed. I think it depends on if it's a full moon or not, you know.
Well, yeah, I still have my moments, yeah. But
on top of the fact, you know, I am a Cancer. You know, so,
my
you know.
My sister's a Cancer, so I know what I know exactly.
I have my Cancerian moments, you know, but, you know, I'm still lovable and everything, but
Oh, yes, you are. You're just as sweet as a bug's ear. Yes, you are.
You said that because I drive a Beetle, huh?
I didn't know that.
I drive a silver Beetle to match my hair. It's got leopard print animals all in the front on the dashboard. I used to have leopard print animals riding in the back seat, but they've been replaced by grandchildren.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, but I still have my leopard print stuff in the front seat, and you know that's my thing, my Beetle and my leopard print, you know. So, but man, Stephen, we've come to the end of the show.
We talked for a while. We need to do this when you're off the air or something sometime.
Yeah,
we've used up all your time.
Hey, that's all right. I played a bunch of music tonight, though, so that's okay. I'm glad that you called in and raised your hand, but I will definitely send you my number so we can chat, you know, off the air.
Okay, cool.
All right, darling. Well, I'm going to close out the show by playing a track by Ava Lehmert, and I'll talk to you, Stephen.
Good night, dear. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And this is Ava Lehmert with her rendition of Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is there, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. You know it keeps raining all of the time. My man and I ain't together.
you know it keeps raining all of the time. It just keeps raining all of the time. Ooh, stormy weather, stormy weather.
All right, that was Miss Ava Lamer with her rendition of Stormy Weather, coming to us from Sacramento, California. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in to the show tonight. Stop by my coffee house. This is my favorite place to be on Saturday nights, playing a variety of independent underground artists for you. I brought you a very, very diverse crowd tonight, and I hope you appreciate it, you know, some of the songs, because I thoroughly enjoyed playing them for you. I want to thank John D. Green Sr. and Stephen Jerome Ferguson for calling into the show tonight and, you know, showing love to the radio show and to myself, Lady Flava. I want to thank Jazzy Blues from Iowa in tuning in, and also Adele Connections for tuning in tonight, and to all of you that were hanging out in the wings. I love you guys. You make this worthwhile for me. Like Stephen was asking, it doesn't feel like work. It's something I love to do. So stay tuned. I will be back tomorrow morning with the Flava of Jazz, bringing you a variety of independent jazz artists coming to you from here in the United States to across the globe. Good night and God bless.